Maybe it's near-life experience. Well, that becomes liberating. They don't want you on that. They don't want you in your power. They don't want you knowing. They don't want you in the know. They don't want you understanding your credit card debt.
Right.
They don't want you understanding how this works. They don't want you to understand how they make these laws that work out this way. They don't want you to understand how the money checks come. They don't want you to understand how your dynamics within your family work. They don't want you to understand how that you are in charge of the loving, creating relationships that you embrace. They don't want you happy in your mind. They don't want you to know what bliss is. They don't want you to come to a place of bliss. They can't trust you to follow your own bliss, because your bliss may run over someone else's. That's when we say be very careful to not let your dogma run over your karma.
But isn't that they the effects of the printing press or the effects of television? Like, who's the they there?
Well, we don't know. We don't know. Sometimes the they is because mama said, mama said, mama said, mama said, mama said is they.
Right.
Sometimes it's the government they, that we the people, that's a different conversation.
Right.
Have to put in power of persuasion. Power of persuasion. Well, you abdicate your power and then get mad if they don't cover every delicious thing that you want to embrace. You want the control that someone else is in charge and going to make it keep the peace. But then when you start fighting over which peace is yours, that's when then your civil liberties have been violated.